The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello, my friends, how are you all? It's checkerboard time again. Purina's on the air. So come on, good friends everywhere, and listen in as we begin a feast of fun and fun. Just see the difference Purina makes and beat it right along.
So I do all of that, and I've got to get upstairs and change so I can come back downstairs and feed the dogs and do everything. So I'm running upstairs with stuff to take upstairs, and I'm a little gassy, and I've been holding – this is going to be TMI.
Already is.
I've been holding the gas because I was in a cartoon session. You can't sit in a studio with other people and fart. It's just rude. So I'm going upstairs thinking, finally I can relieve myself, and I farted. And, Lovies, it was a shart.
I'm throwing up in my mouth.
I sharted, and it wasn't a little shart, Lovies. You know, it was one that I had to strip down and get into the shower.
I'm leaving if you continue.
I'm sorry.
This is gross. No one wants to hear about this.
I'm sure there are some Germans that want to hear about this. So I literally had to take another shower before I could go back downstairs and continue to, you know, feed the dogs and get the cocktails and make the Christmas. That was my day rough life, isn't it? But the universe, that's very unfair that I broke a vase and then crapped my pants.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
No one wants to hear about this.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 1563. The BFO for Wednesday the 22th of January 2014. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. I'm going to read some of the entries for the number one fan.
Yes, we're going.
Hello, fat lovers. Big Fatty, never have truer words been spoken. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, it doesn't feel like hump day. I'm just telling you. Just yes, Big Fatty. But y'all, it is. So that means the Big Fatty will probably be going out doing the coupon during lunch today over there at the Vons East. You know, we got to take care of that. Y'all, I got to tell you a couple of things. On the Twitty, Ant out there in the San Francisco, so nice to name you twice, y'all, he always posts on the Twitty when he's listening to the BFO episode, and, you know, sometimes he'll put a little clever comment on there, and y'all, you know, yesterday's little show was entitled Shot Week, and he wrote on there, he goes, "What's next, Shot NATO?" And y'all, I love Shot Week and Shot NATO. So, bravo, Ant. And he says, "Big Fatty, run with it." And you don't talk about sharting and the runs in the same way. Big Fatty, that's vulgar. But anyway, y'all got my W-2, I say, chew form from the coal mine today. So, y'all, I may be sitting down and figuring up my taxes. I got to go and look on the... on the www, though, and see if there's a coupon for the turbo tax. You know, y'all, that's probably a four-letter word to that gay country boy Wes. You know, by the way, that is not spelled C-U-N-T. No, Big Freddy. But he is a tax professional, and he probably is. Oh, Big Freddy, don't do the turbo tax. No, don't do it. But y'all, you know, I just get the shit real quick, and it's done. And I have simple taxes, so you know, it's just like Big Freddy. But anyway, hopefully I'll get some good news on that. Maybe there'll be an extra little something. And y'all, you know what I'm hoping to do once I find out. I made in the cracker pot. Before I went to bed on Monday night, y'all, I put in some boneless poke.
country ribs. Big Fatty, is that spelled C-U? No, it is not. And y'all, and then some drain, some sauerkraut, and put that over the top of it and just let it cook all night. Y'all, delicious. And I served it with some whole grain mustard and just dipped that in there. Y'all, And needless to say, I was a little gassy. Big Fatty, that is more than needless to say. You just blew it out. And so that was that. But y'all, I forgot to mention on yesterday's little show, y'all, that it was Arthur's birthday. But, you know, I went through that whole explanation about doing his birthday in the future so he'd receive it in the present, even though so that it wouldn't be in the past and all that kind of stuff. And then I forgot to mention on yesterday's little show that it was his birthday on Tuesday. But anyway, let's see. Y'all, let's do this. Yes, McFetty. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, as of this recording, we've got 16 people in on the number one fan contest for 2014. And our first entry came in from the Haunt Cub. You know Jay the Haunt Cub up there in the Delawares. And he says, dear Big Whitey, I wish to be the number one fan so that for at least a year, I can go from the P48D list to the A list. Wishes, the Haunt Cub. Jay, you are not on the D list. No, Big Freddy, he is not. Y'all, our next entry came from Calvin out there at the Howdy Do Pancakes. And he says, if selected as number one fan, I will be obligated to cook and serve you bacon off of a silver platter or my ass, whichever you prefer. Beef. And I wrote him back and I said, I think you know where I like my bacon.
Beef, very vulgar.
Y'all, then, you know that Mike up there in the Squamish? In the Squamish, B.C., the Canadian, the Northern Mexico? He says, hey, Big Fatty, this is Mike in Squamish, British Columbia, Canada. I'd like to be entered in the number one fan contest because, just like Nessa, I want to win.
Big Fatty, he's just so sweet.
And y'all, speaking of sweet, y'all, that Jimmy Bear. Jimmy Bear has sent in his entry, and y'all, he says, hey, Big Fatty, I want to be the number one fan because I listen every day and am always good for a kerfuffle.
Yes, Big Fatty, he is.
And y'all, if you want to enter, just send your entry to ruined at bigfattyonline.com before Friday the 31st. And in 25 words or less, tell me why you want to be the number one fan.
I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hello, Big Fatty. It's Brian in Danbury and my husband, Kevin. So I was listening to today's little show while I was in the car, and I couldn't call you because everyone complains when people call and leave their voice letters when they're in the car when it's all a bit noisy and stuff. But anyway, I was thinking about your little stories about your Chex Mix and your nuts and all that kind of crap. But do you remember making the little snackies with the oyster the crackers where you put like a packet of ranch dressing, you know, the powder, and you mix it and you bake it or some kind of bullshit? So the grandmother used to make that and the Chex Mix. And my other grandmother used to make some Kick-Ass banana pudding, and banana pudding that would make you just drool. It was so good with those vanilla, with the wafers and stuff in it. But so that's more of my the southern charm and southern food, the cravings that I have every so often. So Now I gotta go find me fucking banana pudding. Bye.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is Brian. That is one of the Danberries. That is Brian. Brian and Danberry. And back there in the background was his other half of the drum major Kev. And, Brian, first of all, thank you so much for the call. It's just been a month of Sunday since we heard from you. And, Brian, yes, I do remember the oyster crackers with the Hidden Valley Ranch dry dressing tossed onto them. I never made those, but I have had them, and it's like crack. They're just like crack, and I mean, you just can't stop eating them. And but I'm going to tell you, I must disagree with you one thing on banana pudding, because y'all, the banana pudding is delicious. Now, I know there are those out there that turn their nose up at anything banana, but I won't mention any names. But they may have shotted themselves going up the steps here recently. But anyway.
Big Fatty, you're gonna get in trouble.
To me, what makes a good banana pudding is, first of all, it doesn't have to have a whole lot of bananas in it, okay? Bananas are just the excuse. You know, you've got some rotten bananas, and, you know, that's your excuse for making banana pudding. Okay, that's the reason you make it. But Brian, I say you find the cheapest cellophane bag of vanilla wafers you can find in the grocery store. I don't use the vanilla. It's they're too soft. They're just too soft, and the cheap, crunchy, hard as hell vanilla wafers, and put twice as many in there as the recipe calls for. Cause y'all, that's the reason people eat banana pudding, is for the vanilla wafers, and some people put Cool Whip on top of it. Y'all, don't do that. Get you a can of the Ready Whip if you want to do it the easy way, and put some real whipped cream on it, or make your own real whipped cream. Or y'all, as my mother always did, she would make a meringue and put it on top and put that banana pudding in the oven, and y'all, we would have warm banana pudding. Now, Brian, do you remember that?
Yes, Piketty, I bet he does.
Hello. Bacon.
Fart. Hey, Fart, it's Bacon. Hey, Poodle.
Hi.
Okay, so Hat did win the prize. Hello, congratulations. Can you, like, play some happy music for Hat winning the prize?
Hoop-de-doo.
And congratulations to the winner of the guessing the contest. And that's a lot of money saved, $4,862. That's a lot. It's about how much interest I'm paying on my car. Anyway, all right, so I am standing on the corner, and I have a can. If I had money in it, I would shake it, and you'd be able to hear it. But I'm going to collect a good prize for this winner if it takes me a month of Sundays to stand on this corner. And, God.
Please,
car.
Yeah, Gussie. Oh, dear Gussie. Well, that, of course, is Miss Bacon. And Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. It's lovely to hear your voice. And y'all, Miss Bacon might call back, but y'all, Miss Bacon, I've got some good news for you, because I got an e-letter from Brian over there in the Japan, Mexico, who won the coupon contest. And he says, Burger, what an honor to win the coupon contest, and all the more since I love a coupon almost as much as Burger does. Please tell Ms. Bacon that she does not need to sell a kidney on eBay to come up with a cash money prize. Winning the longest running coupon contest in Big Fatty Online history is surely honor enough. So, Ms. Bacon, it sounds like you might be off the hook. Big Fatty!
Hello, Big Fatty and Poodle McNoodle. This is Hat and the Crazy Mexican. And I hear that Miss Bacon is not going to apply for the number one fan BFO contest. So what I think of doing is I will not apply either. And I think this is going to be a trend, and Guru Nudi himself from Tampa is not going to apply to this year's number one fan contents. And maybe the three of us are going to lose it this year and give the chance for the younger, the baby to win this year's 2014 BFO contest, fan BFO contest, or whatever it is named. I am confused. So I will step down as much as baking. Baking. I said baking. Miss Baking Bacon. And as much as Guru Nudi. And I suppose that the three of us are going to send our application form 1 minute before the expiration date or hour. Well, thank you for calling, and don't vote Bacon, and don't vote Guru, and don't vote Crazy. Bye-bye.
Yeah, I guess y'all, that, of course, is the crazy Mexican that had him, and had him. First of all, thank you so much for the call. Big Freddy, it was lovely to hear him. And, of course, he lives over there in the Budapest, Mexico, and y'all, first of all, Hat M, I'm crushed. I'm just crushed that you're not going to be entering the number one fan contest. And let me just put it this way. If you're planning on doing this stunt of sending your entry in at the very last minute is 5 p.m. in the evening on Friday, the 31st of January, and that's Eastern time. Now, Hatem, I know that you're in the future, and don't get confused on the times, because Miss Bacon, you know, she entered the coupon contest, but she got her entry in late. So don't depend on her telling you when you need to send your last minute entry in if you decide to do that. Yes, Big Freddy.
Bacon.
Hello, this is Kathy Bacon, and what a wonderful day we have today. And on this year, I will not nominate myself as the number one fan of the BFO, and that is going to be my strategy for this year. That's how I get there, you know. If I don't nominate myself, you will nominate me, and everybody is going to call to vote for me. So please, hashtag do not vote Bacon this year, so that I am secured to win this year's number one fan of the BFO. Please don't vote for me. Absolutely don't vote for me. This is Kathy Bacon. Thank you for calling. Bye-bye.
Yeah, I see y'all. That, of course, is Miss Bacon. And Miss Bacon, it sounds like you've gotten a cold, a little tickle in your throat or something like that. Oh, dear, I see. But Miss Bacon, I hope that you and that crazy Mexican Hat M and Guru Nudi in Tampa will reconsider. I will be devastated, just devastated, I tell you, if I do not see number one fan entries from the three of you in this year's competition. Y'all, it's not a voting competition. Y'all, I'm going to reach into the colostomy bag, and I'm going to choose the names from those who enter. So just get your entry in, and y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the Vons, yo, talking about shouting herself, and y'all, this is Shot Week, and Conscience, what did you think of today's show?
No one wants to hear about this.
Oh, no, everybody wants to hear about it 5 times a week.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.